Now that Hollywood is finally being exposed, it's important we bring to light all who are guilty. Most celebrities are desperately waiting for this to be over, hoping they aren't the next one to be called out. The truth is, there's a lot more ditties in the industry than people know about. Men who have shown similar sinister behavior over the years that just got swept under the rug. There's one man who seems to be just as bad as Diddy, but the world would never expect it. The NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal isn't as quite as innocent as he seems, as what he has been accused of in the past paints a scary picture of who he really is. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about why Shaq might just be as bad as Diddy. Let's get right into it. You may be asking, what is Truth talking about comparing Shaq to Diddy? There is no way that Shaquille O'Neal is in any way comparable to Diddy. As far-fetched as that might sound, by the end of this video, you will see exactly why I say that. At this point, we can't trust anyone in Hollywood. And if you haven't learned that yet, sooner than later, you will get that wake-up call. In today's day and age, you don't know what to expect from any of these men in the industry. While Shaq might appear as this big, fluffy, friendly NBA legend, that's far from who he really is. After what I learned about Shaq recently, I realized that he's definitely been moving in silence all these years. In public, Shaq is this massive, lovable star who goes around giving back to the people. He's also an honorary police officer, if you can believe that. All of this helps paint this wholesome good guy image, but behind the scenes, it appears that Shaq is far from the good guy he pretends to be. Over the years, he has been accused of some horrific crimes that were just swept under the rug. While Shaq pretends to be Superman, he's actually closer to the villain Lex Luthor, and I will tell you exactly why. While most people think Shaquille O'Neal retired back in 2011 because he wasn't getting enough playtime, there might be a whole nother reason entirely why he quit the NBA. It appears that it was most likely due to Shaq being investigated for kidnapping and being associated with gang members that were essentially his hitmen. Back in 2011, right after Shaq retired, he was dragged into a police investigation connected to an incident that took place in 2008. The police were investigating Shaq because they believed he was the shot caller in a kidnapping attempt that was orchestrated by gang members. These gang members who were connected to Shaq kidnapped one of his old friends, Robert Ross. The reason these gang members kidnapped Robert was because he allegedly had an S-tape of Shaq cheating on his wife. Back in the 2000s, Shaq partied with Ross at his house. While there, he hooked up with a woman that was there, which was all caught on tape by Robert's surveillance camera. Robert at the time was working with Shaq in the music industry and decided to hang on to the tape and not tell Shaq anything about it. This was until he felt Shaq robbed him of money when he brought him the artist Ray J and Shaq managed to get him signed. Shaq made some money from that deal and was supposed to split it with Robert, but didn't. This made Robert upset and he began to use the tapes as leverage. According to the authorities, this is when Robert showed the tape of Shaq hooking up with this woman to Shaq's wife, offering to give her a copy. This is what I believe led to his wife eventually divorcing Shaq, as she split with him and filed for divorce back in 2009, after she saw the tape in 2008. Apparently, Shaq found out about this and didn't like this at all. This is when Shaq allegedly called his gang member friend, Liddell Rose, telling him he needed to get that tape back for him at any means necessary, with Liddell gathering weapons and six of his gang members to go hunting for Robert. Eventually, they found him driving a Rolls Royce in front of a convenience store in the Sunset Strip. When they found him, they pointed their weapons at Robert and forced themselves into his car. The gang members then forced Robert to drive his car to Liddell's house, where they attacked him and robbed him of his Rolex and chain. Liddell demanded the tape, and Robert pleaded for his life, telling them that he would get them the tape if they let him go. When they let Robert go, he went to the police and snitched on the men. The seven men were eventually arrested and charged with robbery, kidnapping, and other crimes connected to this incident. This led to Shaq himself being under investigation for some time, but interestingly enough, he and the seven gang members were all cleared. The prosecutor said there was credibility issues with the victim, but the prosecutor never released what those issues were, and to me, it obviously appeared as a cover-up. Something that was clear because even Shaq's ex-wife confirmed she saw the tape in court. His wife clearly left him because of that tape. Even with the clear-cut evidence, the investigation was dropped and the case was closed. The story doesn't end here, though, as Robert Ross came out and sued Shaq, exposing his dark alleged crimes. Robert was suing him for allegedly masterminding a plot to have him kidnapped by other gang members back in 2008. On top of this, he was also suing Shaq for hiring him to take out people on his behalf. According to the lawsuit, Shaq allegedly ordered Robert to take out at least three different people, a gang member who disrespected Shaq in front of his wife, and that man actually went missing and was never found. He also ordered him to take out a record producer whom Shaq had issues with, and also a woman who Shaq had cheated on his wife with and got her pregnant, then paid her to get rid of it. According to Robert, Shaq also asked him to break an NBA player's shooting arm. Here we have a man who was a confirmed friend of Shaq accusing him of being the mastermind of several murders. What's crazy is that Shaq also wanted someone else gone. Who, you may be asking? His own teammate Kobe Bryant. Back in the 2000s, when they were on the same team, Kobe and Shaq were beefing for a few reasons. Mainly, it was because Shaq felt that Kobe snitched him out as a cheater. Kobe had said during a conference that if he had just paid the woman off like Shaq, he wouldn't have been in that situation, referring to his R-word case that happened in the 2000s. According to Shaq, this led to him and his wife's first split because she hired a private investigator that confirmed Shaq was cheating. This led to the beef getting so bad that Shaq even threatened to take out Kobe Bryant. A Laker representative, John Black, said this about the beef in regards to how bad it was. Mostly it was Shaq and Kobe that didn't like each other, but it didn't affect them on the court. They would say something about the other on and off the record, but it didn't become confrontational more than two or three times over the 8 years. When Kobe gave the statement to Jim Gray, where he went off calling Shaq fat and lazy, that was one of the times. There was one really bad one early on. Brian Shaw had to pull them apart. Shaq threatened to murder Kobe. Here we have someone in the NBA confirming that Shaq was the type of person to threaten to take people out. According to his own former friend Robert Ross, Shaq tried to have many people taken out, like some sort of mob boss. He tried to have a woman taken out because he hooked up with her and got her pregnant. That's right up Diddy's alley if you ask me. It's no surprise that Shaq hung out with Diddy a few times. They were up to the same activities in the industry. Recently, Shaq allegedly threatened someone else. This time, it was DJ Academics. Academics claims that Shaq apparently hit him up in the DMs furious after Academics posted about him flying out a girl more than half his age. Academics claims that Shaq told him it would be nothing for him to get him touched.
Now, going back to, like, I told you I posted Shaq back in the day, and Shaq got my DMs talking crazy to me. Like, I still couldn't believe, like, Shaq was like, I could get you touched. I was like, what? Yeah, at first I was like, is he talking about some Diddy? Like, what you mean you could get me touched? Like, then it kind of dawned on Shaq talking gangster. Like, yo, Shaq, like, I'm going to get up with you.
You know I'm going to see you, right?
And everything I'm reading is in Shaq voice.
You know I'm going to see you, right? The Big Diesel.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, since when did my childhood hero, like, start, like, talking so crazy? And I wanted to apologize, but he was talking so tough. It just looked like a... So now I'm standing on mine. I'm like, all right, Batman. I'm like, all right, OG. I call him OG in the chat. He's like, but he's talking so federal. You know, Shaq's actually a police officer, like in Palm Beach or something like that. He's talking so federal. Yo, he sent me in the DMs like,
it ain't nothing to get it, like, you killed.
I'm like, what the hell? What the hell is Shaq talking to me like that? So, Shaq started talking crazy to me. I get you touched. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I remember I was at home when I was messaging him. By the time I got to my studio, Gilly called me. Tilly said, yo, Ack, what's up with you, man? What's up with you, Gilly? Like, yeah, we got to get... I'm trying to talk about some Nas worth it. Say, yo, Ack, what if you did to Shaq? I said, Shaq? He's like, I said, man, I'm just trying to let you know. Shaq, one of them guys, you must have did something because I'm getting a call. And I'm like, don't get Shaq calling. So now I'm like, wait. Did Shaq really make some calls?
As you heard for yourself, Shaq threatened Academics through his DMs, telling him he has gotten other people knocked off. This was extremely interesting to me because of what Robert Ross had said about Shaq ordering him to take people out. Now you may be asking, if Shaq really did all of these things, why isn't he locked up? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. It's because Shaq is a Freemason. Like I mentioned before, Shaq is open about his Masonic connections. There are photos of Shaq inside of a Prince Hall Masonic Lodge wearing his Masonic apron. There's also photos of him showing off his Masonic ring. Also, the video where Shaq openly confirms he's a Mason live on TV. While I have played this video in the past, I have to play it again for those who aren't going to take my word for it.
Can we get a close-up on that?
Yeah. I don't know nothing about
it. What is the profession?
Yeah, which profession are we talking about?
Just look at it.
Is it a legal profession?
Of course it's legal. It's a ring of my profession.
Okay.
It's too many dots.
Yeah, that's too bright. Small,
that's too bright.
Well, anyway. Oh, Mason, are you a Mason?
Of course I am.
Okay.
Of course I am.
Okay.
As you saw for yourself, Shaq admits he is a part of the Freemasons, and most big judges and prosecutors are also a part of a Masonic organization. The Freemasons take an oath to protect each other. Shaq took that oath, and it's the reason he kept getting away with all these crimes. I am pretty sure Shaq ordered those hits, as not only did his wife confirm she saw the tape, but he also threatened Kobe and academics. Just like Diddy, Shaq has been using his massive fame and power to have his way with people. Whenever he gets caught, they clean up the mess for him. While Shaq wants to appear as this innocent NBA legend, in reality, he's a Freemason occultist who most likely has gotten many people knocked off. Like I said at the beginning of this video, none of these people in Hollywood should be trusted. They are all up to the same activities, it's just been hidden. In my opinion, Shaq, just like Diddy, should be investigated, as we the people have to keep the same energy with everyone who is up to this evil in Hollywood. No one should get spared. Maybe only then could Hollywood be changed for the better. These people have been operating on their own set of rules and are being protected while doing it. That needs to end, and we need the truth to be exposed about all of the monsters in the industry. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.